Hi, my name is Anna Speranzate, and I am currently based in Long Beach, California. My ancestral lineage comes from Quezon City in Nueva Vizcaya and from La Union. Even though I am journeying through the challenges of being undocumented, my parents and family have been extremely supportive of my path. And as a millennial, it is a privilege to be able to break generational and cultural expectations with so much love on my back. So this past weekend, I had the pleasure of meeting Cheryl. I had the honor of hosting the Kapwa event for Philippine ex-healers, readers, and wellness practitioners at Kubo Long Beach, where Philippine X in Wellness was able to join us. I was inspired by the Healers and Readers Fair event hosted by the Healing Gift Shop in the OC. I love the idea of being able to try out mini sessions from a variety of holistic healing practitioners. I wanted to bring a similar event at Kubo Long Beach, but emphasizing the presence of Philippine X practitioners. My intention when planning the event was to create a space for fellow healers, readers, and wellness practitioners to share the indigenous, alternative, and holistic practices to the community, and also for the community to come and connect with mindful practitioners to support their overall journey in this lifetime. I believe that more and more people are detaching from a system that was never designed to support our needs as women, people of color, and immigrant backgrounds. So it's up to us as a collective, as Kapwa, to gather and journey together. Quick shout out to Kubo Organizing Project for sponsoring my vision. It was an amazing event to witness and experience as the collective, both practitioners and guests, created mindful connections. They opened up their fields to release, to receive, and to heal. I had the honor to open a container with Corrine St. Clair and Isabella Estero by calling in protection, support, and guidance from our ancestors. The openness of our guests to shed tears and share their stories created a container that allowed all of us to receive in abundance. I'd love to continue holding this space and be able to expand the collective gatherings to inspire, empower, and support Kapwa. As a Reiki master, sound healer, spiritual life coach, and Chavla specialist, I focus my intentions for the Philippine X, BIPOC, women, LGBTQIA+ communities, to hold space as they shed limiting beliefs and tap into their highest selves. I also enjoy working with families and children to provide a safe space for kids to tap into their light and build their intuition that will support their journey into the next moments of their lives. Thank you, Cheryl, for being part of the gathering and for inviting me to share some ways in which I feel called to serve. Looking forward to connecting more.
Hi, we're at Kubo Long Beach for the Kapwa event. Today is June 22nd, and I'm here to talk with some folks about what they think about wellness. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Hope.
Hi, Hope. And where are you from? Where are you residing?
I am currently living in Fullerton in OC.
Awesome. And where is your family from? Where's your lineage from?
My family is from Mexico and Samoa.
And what generation are you?
I am Gen Z.
And maybe talk to us about what are your favorite wellness practices that you engage in, that you participate in?
Wellness practices. I really love long baths. I think that's really important with like a good playlist, or sometimes I just listen to frequencies when I'm in the bath. That's also really nice. Light a candle, meditation, anything that has to do with stillness, I think is really important. That helps me a lot, because everything is so overstimulating all the time. But yeah, I think those are my main ones.
Cool, thank you, Hope. Hi, what's your name?
Jessie.
Jessie, where do you reside or where are you from?
I am originally from the San Francisco Bay Area, but as of right now, I live in Long Beach and I've been here for about 7 years.
Awesome, where is your family from, Jessie?
They are also mostly from the Bay Area. We live like majority in like Pittsburgh. But my family, they moved here from Manila and from northern Luzon of Bidig.
Cool. What generation are you?
I am. What generation am I? It's a little confusing. I am technically first generation, but my parents did come here when they were toddlers. So, first generation, kind of more second generation, a little bit like edging the two, yeah.
Cool. And what are your favorite wellness practices since we're at the COPPA event today?
Oh, yes. So my favorite wellness practice, I am actually an herbalist. So I do a lot. I do a lot of teas, just any kind of herbal medicine. And then also meditation. I'm a dancer as well. So somatics and somatic healing is something that's very important to me. I do a lot of movement exploration. And I actually do a lot of movement exploration practices. I try to do it specifically with healthcare workers for our community, because the majority of healthcare is Filipinos. And so I just want to make sure that they have that kind of community and self-healing education for them as well. But yeah, those are things that are important to me.
Thank you, Jesse. So I found another person here at COPPA today in Long Beach. Share with us your name.
Hi, my name is Ann Ramis.
Hi, Ann. And where are you residing? Yeah, where are you residing at the moment?
I am residing in Long Beach, California.
And where is your family from, both sides of your family?
So my mom is from Tausion, Bohol. It's a province of Bohol. And my dad is from San Miguel, Bohol. So I'm Boholano 100%.
Yeah. Yay, science. And what generation are you?
I identify as Xennial.
Awesome. And what are your favorite wellness practices typically? When it comes to wellness, what are your favorite things that you like to engage in?
I like to engage in journal writing, and I also like to light incense, and I do a tea mindfulness practice, and I've also started doing somatic centering.
Awesome. Thank you. Hey, everyone. I ran into one of the owners of Kubo Long Beach. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jen Estacio, and I'm one of the co-owners of Kubo Long Beach.
Jen, tell us what Kubo Long Beach is about. What space do you have here in Long Beach?
So Kubo Long Beach is located in Bixby Knolls. It is a creative community space where we support Filipino women, BIPOC, LGBTQ businesses and organizations. And we use the space not only for retail, but events and workshops that will get our community together.
Jen, when did you all open Kubo?
So Kubo first started back in 2022. We incubated this idea when we got offered space here in Bixby Knolls. Just a small idea. I mean, we've been ideating this idea during the pandemic that we wanted to create a space for community, since there isn't much community spaces here in Long Beach. So we were able to incubate this very, very small idea that turned into something very, very big. And I feel like it continues to evolve. And we moved into our more permanent space here in Bixby Knolls in 2023. So we've been in our new space about a little bit over a year now.
Nice.
So we're literally off the 405 exit Atlantic, and we're in the busiest corridor here in Bixby Knolls.
Where are both sides of your family from?
So my dad is from Pampanga, and then my mom is from Caloocan City.
And what generation are you?
I am first generation Filipino-American.
And what are your favorite wellness practices that you like to engage in?
I try to work out as much as possible, or at least every night, because I am a busy mom of three as well, in also owning the space of Kubo. So I try to incorporate a workout, may it be 20, 30 minutes. I just need a quick get it done, and I'm back to my kids.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jen. If folks are, if you're in the Long Beach area, make sure you stop by Kubo Long Beach. And what are your hours?
We are open Thursday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And also follow us on Instagram at kubo.lb for any updates, and get updates on all the programming that's happening. You can always get it on our Instagram.
Thank you so much, Jen. And here's another one here at the COPPA event here at Kubo Long Beach. Tell us your name.
My name is Abigail Lodovico.
And Abigail, where do you reside right now?
Currently, I'm in East LA, but my parents are still in Long Beach, so I still have connections in the Long Beach area, and I feel like I still claim the LBC.
Nice. Where are both of your parents from in the Philippines?
They're from Luzon. We're Ilocano, so I think my mom's family is like from Cagayan Valley. And then my dad's family is from Isabela. They grew up together, so it's always so blurred, like, exactly where they're from.
It's all good. What generation are you?
So I think I'm a millennial, but I think I identify more with Gen X, is it? Yeah. I was born in 1982, so I'm on that cusp.
Awesome. And what are your favorite wellness practices that you like to engage in?
I attend yoga at People's Yoga in East LA, and I love their group. I feel like I found my community out there. So I try to go to at least one or two classes each week to kind of ground me and balance my stresses. And we do restorative poses and somatic yoga. And I try to just be outside in the sunshine. Like right now, it's summer, so getting vitamin D is good. And just connecting with community to just be inspired and engage. And just knowing that we're not alone.
Oh, nice. That's the true meaning of Kapwa. What brought you out to the Kapwa event today?
You did. You and Richie. So again, I'm connected to Long Beach, so I still have connections out here. And so my friend Anne stayed at her place last night, went to the Long Beach event last night, and then this morning it just made sense to stay over. And I'm glad I came because I didn't know what this was about. But I am also associated with Kubo LB because Jen is one of my Kappa sisters. We kind of go way back. So I support her venture and everything she does. And I'm, you know, Kubo LB, I feel like, is home. And there's always, like, new people to meet here in a community. And I'm glad they have this space to host different activities in the Filipino community especially. So, yeah.
And Abigail actually owns an amazing bakery. Tell us more about your business.
So I am currently working on the build out for my cake shop and cake kitchen, but so right now I operate out of a cottage food operation, so I still take orders, but I do custom cakes. I'm based out of East LA, but basically the broader Los Angeles area, and I've done cakes for celebrities. I used to work for Duff Goldman, if anyone's familiar with the Food Network, and Kids Baking Challenge or Ace of Cakes growing up. That was my former boss, and I was his lead cake artist. But after the pandemic, we kind of had to close down shop, and I felt like it was my opportunity to pick up Apps of Cakes again and continue on making custom cakes for the community, everybody.
So if folks want to check out the cakes that you design, or if they'd like to place an order for their upcoming event, how can they get a hold of your business and find out more information?
So I usually send them to my website on appsofcakes.com. I also have an Instagram, appsofcakes, and it'll navigate you to, like, my order form, or even just, I'm still working, it's a work in progress, my website, but it's enough information for you to place an order if you want to, or find out more information.
And spell that out again for our listener.
Oh, it's abs, A-B-S, of, O-F, cakes, C-A-K-E-S, abs of cakes.
Awesome. Thank you. Check out Abigail Lodovico's Abs of Cakes whenever you get a chance. And thanks for talking to us. Again, we're here at Kapwa in Kubo, Long Beach, this June 22nd. And I'm here with
Princess Manuel.
Hi, Princess. So where do you reside?
I'm from Carson, California, but I live in Bellflower right now. Very proud of where I'm from.
Yeah, I was born in Bellflower, so I can make that connection. Princess, now what brought you here to Kapwa today?
So I'm vending here with the business I started in 2020, Luya Healing and Herbs. So today I'm selling aromatherapy candles and also just getting to know the community here, letting them know my offerings as an herbalist.
And what are those offerings?
So I do herbalism education, teaching folks about plant medicine, the spiritual, physical, mental properties of engaging with plants and plant allies. I do a lot of shamanic practitioning. So a lot of the space holding, and it varies for different people depending on what comes up. I practice different healing arts, which is whether it's, again, doing journeying as a shaman and holding that space for folks to connect with their guides and ancestors, or different herbal protocols. I also do a lot of somatic womb alchemy work for those who identify as women with womb spaces. And yeah.
And how can folks find more about your offerings and your business?
Sure. So I'm on Instagram at Luya Healing. So that's, for those of you who don't know, Luya means ginger in Tagalog. So L-U-Y-A and healing. And then you can email me at info@luyahealing.com.
Princess, where is your family from in the Philippines?
My mom's from Nueva Vizcaya and my dad is from San Jose, but, you know, they moved around in the Philippines as well and have ancestors from all over the Philippines. I did my DNA test and apparently there's some folks in Mindanao and Luzon, Samar, I believe. So other places, yeah.
And what generation are you?
So my parents were born in the Philippines, and I was the first born here. I don't know, is that first gen or one and a half gen? Or like, what would you?
And it's like, what year were you?
Oh, I was born in the 80s.
Yep.
The millennial.
Yeah. Nice, millennial. And what are your favorite wellness practices that you like to engage in?
I like to do reconnecting with my ancestor and spirit team by going to nature. I do a lot of morning and night rituals. In the morning, I'll go to nature, I'll journal, I'll engage with my ancestors, get some guidance for the day. During the day, I'll engage with a lot of breathwork practices and checking in with my body and trying to slow down, remembering my intentions I set in the morning. And then at night, I like to do different pleasure practices, whether engaging with different elements, like a candlelit shower to engage with fire, or I'll do more journaling. I also do self-massage on myself. Well, self-massage. So different practices like that. And then drinking tea all day, of course.
Awesome. Thank you, Princess.
Thank you.